Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Wait, this is going to be near the BW Parkway. Interloop right lane blocked at last report. In Virginia, 66 eastbound, the earlier crash near Bull Run is gone. Westbound 66 still blocked, and everyone at last report still diverting at 55, at Route 55 for exit 27, and that would be for Marshall. In the district on DC 295, still jammed as you make your way off the 11th Street Bridge, heading toward Eastern Avenue. The work after Burroughs Avenue blocks the right lane. WTOP Traffic Center, presented by Window Nation. Get 50% off all styles of windows. Visit windownation.com today. Ian Crawford, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Cloudy skies for the remainder of the afternoon with daytime high temperatures in the middle 70s. We will see evening showers develop from west to east, even some heavier downpours later tonight and into early tomorrow morning. Wake up temperatures tomorrow, upper 50s to lower 60s. Morning rain will diminish to scattered showers and drizzle. Tomorrow afternoon, high temperatures upper 50s and lower 60s. Come Sunday, morning showers will give way to brighter skies by afternoon. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Clouds in 66.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, the world's top golfer arrested and charged with felony assault.
Maryland's U.S. Senate race already shaping up to be one of the state's most competitive in decades. I'm Mitchell Miller today on The Hill.
Even though Larry Hogan says otherwise, Democrats are still calling him an anti-abortion candidate. I'm Nick Iannelli.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 63 points at 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Israel's military says it's recovered the bodies of three Israeli hostages. CBS's MTS Tayeb.
The remains of these three hostages who were killed in the chaos of Hamas's brutal attack on the Nova Music Festival on October 8th, and the remains were then taken into Gaza.
We're hearing from golfer Scottie Scheffler's lawyer after the number one player in the world was arrested early this morning in Louisville near the club hosting the PGA Championship.
The 27-year-old golfer was booked for second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding traffic signals.
We'll just let it all play out. That's the extent of what we know. It's moving pretty fast at this time, but we'll litigate the case as it comes.
Scheffler begins the day five strokes off the lead at the PGA Championship. Michael George, CBS News.
Houston officials say it could be a few days before power is fully restored after the deadly storms that are blamed for at least four deaths. CBS's Dave Malkoff.
It's really a remote working day. The schools are closed, so the kids are out. There's really nothing to do down here except for you can hear the chainsaws in the background pruning the trees and trying to gather up what they can on the ground. But it's going to be a long, long time to clean up all this.
In New Mexico, attorneys for Alec Baldwin are before a judge arguing that the involuntary manslaughter indictment against him for the Rust movie set shooting should not go to trial.
I just think the court can have no comfort in this indictment, can have no comfort in the way it was procured, cannot possibly believe it was fair and impartial. It should be dismissed.
President Biden speaking at an event today marking 70 years since the Supreme Court ruling ending school segregation, hailing historically black colleges.
HBCUs are responsible for 40% of black engineers in America, 50% of black teachers, 70% of all black doctors and dentists. 80% of all black judges. And by the way, I put more on the bench than anybody ever has.
On the Health Watch today, CBS's Jim Krasula tells us.
The drug tarlatamab, or Imdelltra, will be used by people with small cell lung cancer, facing just a few months to live. In studies, it tripled the life expectancy, giving them a median survival of 14 months after they took the drug. Each year, about 35,000 Americans are diagnosed with small cell lung cancer and face a grim prognosis.
And checking Wall Street's right now, the Dow trading just below 40,000. It's up 64 points, and the S&P 500 is up 1. The NASDAQ is lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
103 on WTOP. It's Friday, May 17. Clouds in 67 degrees. Trying to get to the 70s. Getting ready for a lot of rain coming our way tomorrow. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Campaign 2024 on WTOP. The balance of power in the U.S. Senate could be altered by the race between Maryland's two Senate candidates, Democrat Angela Alsobrooks and Republican Larry Hogan. We have two reports looking at this high-profile contest. And we start with WTOP's Mitchell Miller, today on the Hill.
Angela Alsobrooks overcame more than $60 million in spending by David Trone in the Democratic primary. And Maryland Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer says her strong performance means there's no doubt she's going to get major financial support from the party.
She's going to get national Democratic Party money because we need to hold the Senate for the country's sake.
Democrats only have a two-vote majority in the Senate and can't afford to lose Maryland. Hoyer notes voters have a chance to make history by electing the state's first black woman to become senator.
We're a state that's about a third African American. That's going to be a very powerful draw.
On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Now, when it comes to the issue of abortion in the Maryland Senate race, voters are being told two very different things about Republican candidate and former Governor Larry Hogan. And each day, both sides are digging in their heels on the issue. The latest from WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
Larry Hogan has been anti-abortion his entire life, proudly anti-abortion.
That's what Ken Ullman, chairman of the Maryland Democratic Party, is saying, even as Hogan now describes himself as a pro-choice candidate.
So on this issue, do you think Hogan is a liar?
Well, I think that I believe someone's lifelong record and lifelong commitment.
When we recently asked Hogan about claims by Democrats that he would vote for abortion limits in the U.S. Senate, he responded by saying,
no, of course not. That's absolutely false.
And in a new statement, Hogan says that he supports restoring Roe v. Wade as the law of the land, adding, quote, no one should come between a woman and her doctor. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
A deadly shooting this morning in Fairfax County has police looking for answers. Fairfax police were called to an apartment complex on Argyle Drive just off Leesburg Pike around 3 a.m. They found a man with multiple gunshot wounds. NBC4 reports the victim was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Police say a fight broke out between a group of people who knew each other, and they do not think it was a random incident. No other injuries were reported, and investigation continues. There are many events focused on mental health. But one that's coming says it is the greatest of all time. Tomorrow, the event called The GOAT Youth Mental Health Expo will take place at Bowie State University. WTOP's John Doman takes a look.
When he was in high school, Bowie State sophomore Isaiah Atchison studied the impact violent imagery and media has on his peers. It started with the self-realization.
I don't feel the same emotions as a person who didn't. Should when witnessing violence.
Atchison will be among those presenting at this all-day interactive event. Cheryl Neverson with Volunteers of America, which helps put on this expo, says they're targeting young people 15 to 24 years old, as well as their loved ones.
They're very interactive on addressing some of their mental health or concerns that's in the community, like suicide and gun violence and depression and anxiety.
And those struggling to find needed resources will have lots of help accessing them through this event. John Dome in WTOP News.
Looking for something to do over the weekend? Well, listen up. From a circus with a unique twist to a film festival with a time limit, WTOP's Valerie Bonk has a look at what's happening in the D.C. area.
It has a very human story to it.
Olaf Treble is the artistic director of Corteo, a Cirque du Soleil show at Fairfax, Virginia's Eagle Bank Arena through May 25th. He said despite it being centered around a death, the story is actually a positive one.
It might sound that the theme of a funeral is maybe not for kids, but it's not told in a sad way. It's a joyful show.
Also in the D.C. area this weekend is a five-minute horror film festival at the Petworth Neighborhood Library with the filmmaker Q&A afterwards. There's also an all-day festival on Saturday at Bruce Monroe Park in D.C. called Africa on the Avenue, celebrating the vibrant immigrant community. Learn about these events and more at WTOP.com. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP in Money News.
How to shop at a D.C. area Costco without a membership. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
It's 108.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8s to Ian Crawford in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Okay, Mark, we're going to sing the song again on 66 in Fauquier County as we start in the Commonwealth of Virginia. The crash activity near Teleplane still blocking all westbound lanes with jackknife tractor trailer. Last intelligence that we had gotten is that we may be an hour or so away from getting this one finally cleaned up. Apparently, half of the tractor trailer has been picked up. Now they got to get the other half, get that all out of there, get everything swept up, make sure everything is Jake before they can allow you back on that part of the roadway. As it stands right now, westbound 66 still diverting at exit 27, will be for some time. I don't recommend that just because it is such a slog now with everyone trying to get out of these single lane roads, trying to bypass this and get up from Marshall to Delaplane. That is the big problem right now. 66 westbound after Haymarket, actually after Marshall, is really a no-go right now. Elsewhere in the Commonwealth, 95, no reported delays. We did have the work northbound near the Dale City Truck Scales. Right lane was blocked there. Capitol Beltway, the crash activity was on the inner loop near Georgia Avenue. The right center lane was blocked at last report. Outer loop work, roughly the same spot, had the left lane blocked. And there was a medical emergency on the Capitol Beltway, the inner loop near the BW Parkway. The right lane was blocked there. WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looked so good. I'm Ian Crawford, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin has the 7 News First Alert forecast.
Clouds went over sunshine for the remainder of the afternoon, but most of the metro area will stay dry, with evening showers arriving from west to east and temperatures in the 70s. Showers this evening and into the overnight with heavier rain during the pre-dawn hours tomorrow. We'll see that heavy rain draw to a close mid to late morning, and then lingering showers and drizzle after that. Temperatures upper 50s to lower 60s. Brighter skies by Sunday afternoon, 68 to 70. 75 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
68 degrees in Germantown, Annandale at 69, and at 67 in DuPont Circle in D.C. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 110 on WTOP, Money News at 10 and 40 with Jeff Claybaugh.
Artificial intelligence is going to learn about the world by reading Reddit. The site has signed a deal with OpenAI that will allow the ChatGPT maker to train its AI models on Reddit content. It already has a similar deal with Google. For renters, household costs are rising too, especially in the D.C. metro. Apartmentless says the average rent here is up 3.5% from a year ago, ranking in the top 10 for year-over-year rent increases. The average two-bedroom rent in the D.C. area is now $2,200 a month, but you can double that for top locations. Now you can shop at a D.C. area Costco, no membership needed. Uber now delivers from D.C. area Costco stores through its Uber Eats app, though Axios says non-members won't get the same discounts as members. The app does have 20% off deals available for all. Friday trading on Wall Street, the Dow's up 66 points. The S&P 500 is up just 1 point. The Nasdaq's down 8. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Pearl's Black Ripe Olives have nothing added but sea salt and water. No artificial colors or preservatives. For quality you can trust, look for the sunny yellow can at your local grocery store.
Straight ahead, two friends bonding over a TV show that starts to blend into real life. We'll explore a new movie in theaters with Vulture critic Jen Chaney next. It's 112.
Marianne Monroe, the Vice President of Total Experience Solutions and Services at Maximus, on the 2024 CX Exchange, talking about the benefits of applying artificial intelligence to customer experience data.
AI is putting together the common sentiments around topics, as well as enabling employees with agent assist, for example, where AI is really helping to understand the topics being asked and serving up the particular knowledge that our employees can use to answer questions.
Create connections on every channel to elevate and transform customer engagement. The Maximus Total Experience Management Solution is redefining the customer experience to move your mission forward, seamlessly blending human-centered design, data insights, and secure technology into one digitally powered solution, reimagining government service delivery at Maximus.com/TXM-solution. Again, that's Maximus.com/TXM-solution.
Okay, we've got an hour to clean both cars. Grab the buckets.
Cool.
I picked up some 303. Their aerospace protectant is awesome, so we're going to try some of their other stuff. Grab me that bottle of wash.
Whoa, that smells amazing.
Yeah, that citrus is nice. Okay, now hand me the hose. I don't see a bucket yet.
303 Car Care. Driven by quality. Available at most auto retailers and Amazon.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. And turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Not wearing your seatbelt could cost you a ticket or your life. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Also coming up, some tips on putting together a money-saving budget. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Pepco and the District Department of Transportation are partnering on the DC Plug Initiative to enhance the district's energy grid by placing some of the most vulnerable power lines underground. Together, we can help build stronger and more sustainable communities. Through the partnership, we're laying the groundwork for a cleaner and brighter tomorrow for generations to come. The future depends on us. To learn more, visit dcpluginfo.com. That's dcpluginfo.com.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
1:15. Thanks for joining us on a Friday. I'm Mark Lewis. To your weekend entertainment now. There's a new horror drama in theaters. It blends fantasy and real life.
Do you remember a TV show we used to watch together? It was called
The Big O' Bait?
Yeah.
The movie is I Saw the TV Glow, and we talked about it on Skype with Vulture critic Jen Chaney.
The show that the two main characters bond over is called The Pink Opaque, as you just heard in that clip. And it really does remind me a lot of Buffy. It's very much a 90s show geared toward a young audience. And it becomes the glue that holds the friendship between these two characters, played by Justice Smith and Bridget Lundy Payne, together. This is a horror film, like you said, but it's less about jump scares than it is about just creating this unsettling feeling. Once the show gets canceled, these two characters' lives start to spiral, and there's a sense of, what is real and what is not. And I thought it was really fascinating and really well made.
Who do you think is the target audience with this film?
Good question. I mean, I do think young people now, not in the 1990s, but now, will relate to this. I do think some of the issues it's dealing with are timeless, and certainly horror fans, I think, are going to be intrigued by this as well.
All right. There's a lot of excitement about the new season of Bridgerton, which dropped on Thursday. It's based on the fourth book in the series. From what you've seen so far, is this living up to expectations? It's been a minute since there were some new episodes.
Yeah, it has. There was a spinoff, Queen Charlotte, that sort of bridged the gap between the second and third season of Bridgerton. This show, I started watching the first episode and I was like, oh, we're going to have to go to all these balls again and parties. And by the end of the first episode, I'm like, let's keep going. Let's watch all four of these because they split it into two parts. The rest of the season will come out next month. But this is just a bonbon of a TV show. The weather looks bleak tomorrow. Just stay inside and watch all of the first part of Bridgerton season three. You will not be sorry.
On Skype, Vulture critic Jen Chaney. Here's a quick look at the top stories we're working on. The world's top golfer charged with felony assault on his way to the PGA Championship today. The bodies of three Israeli hostages have now been recovered in Gaza. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. WTOP at 118. Time for traffic and weather on the 8s. The latest from Ian Crawford.
Oh, we got busy all of a sudden, Mark. We're going to start on the Maryland Beltway. Caller finds on the interloop coming from the Legion Bridge heading toward the 270 spur. We've got a disabled vehicle, a pickup truck, and a trailer fixing a flat over on the left side, blocking a left lane just after exit 39. Better news as you round the corner and head over the hill. Past Old Georgetown Road, the crash we had on the interloop near Georgia Avenue, that is now gone. Had a medical emergency after the BW Parkway on the interloop. Hopefully that is gone from the right lane near exit 22. We had work on the outer loop near Georgia Avenue. That was blocking a left lane. BW Parkway northbound, we have a disabled tour bus. By all accounts, after 410 and probably after the Good Luck Road overpass heading for the Beltway, that was blocking a right lane. In Virginia, new issues going to be on the Dulles Greenway as it turns into the Dulles Toll Road near exit 9A for Route 28. Got a ladder, at least it's a ladder for the moment, over on the right side in the travel lanes with caution. On the back to Maryland very quickly, BW Parkway northbound near Route 100, traffic has come to a stop for reasons yet to be made clear to us. If you've got eyes on what's going on there, let us know. 866-304-WTOP. Everyone else has been calling. Why not you too? On the Virginia side, on the Capitol Beltway, no complaints there. 66 still hung up westbound. At last report, still diverting at Route 55 or exit 27 at Marshall. Solving problems for a safer world, that is the mission at MITRE. If you have a passion for applied cybersecurity, the experience to join their cause, find your next career opportunity, visit MITRE.org/careers. Ian Crawford, WTOP Traffic.
Jordan Evans is joining us live now as we check the 7 News First Alert forecast. Not a lot of fun for at least part of the weekend.
Yeah, our fifth weekend in a row with measurable rain expected. But the good news is most of that comes in tonight and clears out by lunchtime tomorrow. So wet weather for your Saturday morning, spotty showers Saturday afternoon, then Sunday, mostly dry. Some of us may not see rain at all for Sunday. Mostly cloudy, peaks of sunshine and warmer temperatures. So tomorrow, another day with highs in the 60s. But tomorrow again, Sunday, 74 degrees with passing clouds, peaks of sunshine. Big warm up for next week. 80s return just in time for that unofficial start to summer. However, rain could be in the forecast for that Memorial Day weekend. So stay tuned. It's about a week away. So we'll continue to fine tune that forecast as we get closer to it. 69 now in Ashburn, 67 in Southeast DC, and 66 in College Park.
The forecast is brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. 121.
Dad's doctor says it's time to focus on quality of life and comfort. I'm not sure where to start.
I'm glad you called, Jessa. We can help.
When you reach out to Jessa, our hospice nurse will meet you at home for an assessment that's completely covered by Medicare to create a comprehensive care plan so you can truly be present in the moments you and your loved one share. Medicare and most insurances cover hospice 100%. Contact Jessa at jssa.org.
Proudly serving Montgomery County.
When shopping for appliances, you want to pay less, and you probably think that means heading to a big box store. But for the best appliance deals, remember, Bray beats big. At Bray & Scarf, we start with instant savings that make us competitive every day.
Then we break out of the box with exclusive package rebates on top of manufacturer rebates the big box stores simply don't have. We also offer next day delivery on hundreds of appliances with online delivery day tracking. And we install when we deliver. The big box stores make you wait for installation on another day. Don't fall for the big illusion that the big box stores save you more. The better appliance deals and service are at Bray & Scarf.
The Bray & Scarf Memorial Day Sale going on now. Save big on select appliances throughout the store. And save on in-stock KitchenAid refrigerators and best-selling Whirlpool washers and dryers. Shop local, in-store, and online at BrayAndScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
You check your phone, what, 50 times a day? Because there's always something new.
It's the same with breaking news.
Stay up to date. Check back with us 2, 3, 4 times a day.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
It's 123. The annual list of best places to work in the federal government is out. And Federal News Network's Tom Temin says two perennials once again top the list.
It's almost boring the way NASA keeps topping the list of large agencies, as it has for more than a decade. But when you look at the range of scores for employee engagement and how they feel about their agencies, you see a clear trend. The smaller the unit measured, the more widely the scores do range. And this has real meaning for how agencies go about creating happier employees. For details, check out my latest column at federalnewsnetwork.com. Tom Temin, Federal News Network.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Christy from Georgia asks, can you please advise on how to create a budget? I want to have a more concise picture of our accounts, but I'm starting to feel overwhelmed. Implementing a strict budget is proving to be very difficult. You know, Christy, I'm not a huge fan of budgets. What I do think you should do is track how your money is spent for 90 days. Start with the musts, like the mortgage, the insurance, the food, etc. After 90 days, see if the result lines up with your income. If the numbers are out of whack, then we may need to figure out the issue and address it.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
An 11th teenager has now been charged in connection with an incident last month at a CVS location at D.C.'s Navy Yard neighborhood. That incident was caught on video and it went viral. D.C. police say a group of teens took items from the store without paying, and bottles were thrown at both a police officer and a security guard. Now, police have arrested a 17-year-old from Southeast and charged her with 2 counts of aggravated assault and simple assault. 10 other teenagers, some as young as 14, have already been arrested in connection with the case, and detectives continue to look for several others.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
125, Rob Woodfork is here. What do you say?
Hey, we're talking a little golf here, and after a harrowing start to his day, the top-ranked player, Scotty